You're listening to the Cairo Success Podcast, where we reveal the secrets to a massively successful practice. Here's your host, Dr. Tori Robeson.
I am optimistic, positive, and excited about chiropractic. I'm excited about reaching people with my practice. I'm excited about building an exceptional life of productivity, prosperity, and generosity while filled with love, fitness, and fun. Of course, our purpose, we want to become smarter, more powerful, more capable, driven, and become a superior version of ourselves by ever increasing our awareness, our knowledge, our understanding, our motivation, our hands-on skill, our communication skill, and our mastery in the art of exceptional living. Now, every podcast we do here, winners, is going to cause you to naturally attract. You are now naturally attracting more new and high-value patients. You are now a more capable motivator and persuader of people. You are now empowered to make smarter, long-term decisions. You are now energized physically. You're energized mentally. And you're energized financially. Fantastic work. Just had a recent win. Another typical thing here. Chiropractors paid over $100,000 towards their student loans so far this year. Not bad. The record in the group is $297,000 paid off in just a little over a year. By using the Winner's Edge Money Flow System, the Winner's Edge Rapid Fire Debt Elimination System, which is part of the whole Winner's Edge Money Flow System. And we're going to be talking about a component of the Money Flow System today. We'll be talking about taxes, everybody's favorite. And we've got to address this. This is a big topic. And those of you out there in practice, you know it's a big topic. Those of you who are new and not really in practice yet, you will find out. Right? Established DCs, the new doctors, don't have any idea what taxes really mean. They're going to find out. And people who are work for another business, they're employees. They complain about taxes, but they really don't know what taxes are. Until you own your own business, that's about the time you really understand how taxes work. We're going to talk about taxes and making sure we have a tax system that makes perfect sense. We'll get to that here in just a minute. But I want to start relatively quickly with a law. Oh, and this is a fun one. Now, when I say this, you're going to draw some conclusions. In fact, when I say this, it could be a little confusing. How is this a law? How do we get a law out of this? The law of image. The law of image states that your image is going to draw conclusions from every single person that sees you. The law states that every time you see another human being, you are going to draw conclusions based on experience, education. It's just a law. As soon as we see human beings, boom, we're making judgments and we're drawing conclusions. Sometimes true, sometimes not. But the law is, we're going to draw a conclusion. We have to for our own survival and safety, navigation in the world. So yes, this is one of those laws where it doesn't matter what you like or don't like. Facts don't care about feelings. The way you want it to be has nothing to do with the way it really is. So we are judged 100% by our image the instant people see us. Our image is the outward display of ourselves. Our outer image reflects our inner image, our inner self-image. Can you sense if a person has confidence when you're looking at them? Huh? Can you sense if a person has a affinity for physical training and fitness when you look at them? Can you tell if a person has discipline with their hygiene when you look at them? Can you tell if a person is excited or sad or energized? Can you see and sense those emotions as you look at a person from across the table or Do you stand next to them as they may approach you anywhere? Of course. Because 90% of communication plus is nonverbal. I think some people say 97%, right? So most of the communication is nonverbal. What is communication? The process or the product of the process of acting on information. So our eyes take in information about people and we act on it. We act on it in thought. We act on it in how we conduct ourselves physically. Important saying, how you dress is how you control what other people think of you. If a female had a long sleeve blouse on that was buttoned all the way up around her neck and a really long baggy dress looking kind of like Little House on the Prairie, hair pulled back, no makeup, flat shoes, and standing next to her was a girl that had like stiletto high heels on that were like super high heels, a skirt that was barely long enough to cover anything, a top that looked like a handkerchief just wrapped around her upper body, a good 1 or 2 hours in front of the mirror with the makeup. As everybody were to look at these two individuals, would they draw different conclusions? Well, of course. Would the conclusions be right? Maybe, maybe not. But certainly how these people dress is going to control what other people are thinking of them. If it looks like a, and it walks like a, and it talks like a, then it must be a. Of course, we have the great book from 1960, Maxwell Maltz, Plastic Surgeon. That's Maxwell Maltz, MD. Psycho-Cybernetics, how the mind, cybernetics, steers, the mind steers your life. In there, he has one of our favorite sayings, image is all. Now, sometimes we misuse it and say, well, your outer image, what you're wearing and all that, your demeanor, posture. But really what he's referring to is the self-image inside your mind, what you really believe about yourself, deeply rooted in the subconscious mind. That's what's governing many of your decisions. Next important phrase, what you are speaks so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. Those two females I was describing earlier, it wouldn't matter what words were coming out of their mouths. Your eyes are going to be telling you so much, it's like you're not even going to hear the words that come out of their mouth. Because we are so visual, we draw these visual conclusions, and it takes a lot to change it. So once again here, as we deal with people, yeah, there's the truth about how we make decisions as we look at people. What happens out there in the world of news and social media, oh, you shouldn't judge people, and you shouldn't do this, and you shouldn't do that, and people are shooting all over everybody else, but yet they turn around and that's exactly what they do themselves. Mount Everest levels of hypocrisy everywhere. You shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Virtue signaling. All the theater. And then those that are the actors in that game turn around and they do the exact thing that they're criticizing. What is for thee is not for me. I can do whatever I want, but I'm going to judge you and I think you should do this because I'm so awesome and you should listen to me. It really is amazing. So we have to deal in the world of truth. And the truth is that we're visual creatures and we're going to be making judgments. We just want to be accurate with those. So we have about 3 seconds to make a first impression. And then a person will basically spend the rest of their life justifying the impression that they made in the first 3 seconds. Yeah, but that's not right. That's exactly what you do with everybody. Can we make a first impression and change it as we have a chance to visit with somebody? Sure we can. We hope we have a chance to learn about the person and make an accurate assessment. Sometimes we don't. Example I like to use, some of you have heard this before. If you see let's say it's a man in this case, with black pants on that maybe have kind of a stripe down the side with these black tactical looking boots on, a short, tight-fitting black shirt that buttons up, and it looks like he's wearing something underneath it, like a bulletproof vest, and he's got like a silver and gold like badge that he wears on this thing, and he's got this belt that has like a gun and handcuffs and these other apparatus. So you might think that was a police officer. See how that image controls what you think of the person? See how that image is the outward display of what's happening in that person's mind and their responsibilities? You see how in 3 seconds you've made a judgment of that person and now you realize what that person's position is in relation to you and what their role is in society? Sure. Same if you saw a chef with the white outfit on and the big white hat. Same if you saw a football player, someone with shoulder pads on, pants with a stripe down the side, shoes with cleats sticking out the bottom, a helmet with a little grill on the front of it. So you might think that was a football player. You'd act accordingly. Or maybe how a rock star would dress, or how a stripper would dress. Maybe you see someone with a long white lab coat with a name tag walking through a hospital wearing scrubs underneath. You might think that was a doctor or a nurse. Does it matter what you wear? What is the chiropractic uniform? These are uniforms in the sense that we're talking about. What is the chiropractor uniform, male and female? What is it? When people hear the term chiropractor, what do you think they should picture? If I say Catholic priest, pretty easy to picture, black outfit with a white thing around their neck. That was easy. Chiropractor, what comes to mind? Usually it's somebody with a golf shirt on, with maybe their logo on it, and pants are a little bit baggy and worn, and some shoes that look a little bit worn, and they kind of look like a trainer or a physical therapist or something like that. That's common. I'm going to describe to you what the official uniform is for the chiropractor. Partially my opinion, but created from the research of John Malloy, the wardrobe engineer himself, New Dress for Success for Men, New Dress for Success for Women. This is all researched. It's all proven. The colors you wear, how you coordinate the colors between top and bottom, the shoes you wear, the tie you wear. And we don't have time to go into this. This is the kind of thing we would go into detail in one of our chiropractic boot camps for our doctors, so our doctors can become absolute powerhouses with their information and knowing how to dress. The proper black shoes, long black socks, black pants that fit perfectly, a black belt, a light blue, a baby blue, long sleeve shirt. And for the men, then we're going to have a tie using the half Windsor knot, not the four in hand knot and not the full Windsor, the half Windsor knot tied properly with the dimples exactly like we described. So all five of the triangles around the neck all match like they're supposed to with symmetry. Possibly a watch. Excellent hygiene. Of course, the shirt has no pocket. Tucked in properly. Everything fits properly. You look incredibly put together. People will look at you. They'll basically believe everything you say. Why? Because you're wearing true blue. The color of honesty, the color of the sky, the color of water. The next most powerful color would be white. We would go with the white shirt. Change it up every once in a while. Same for the females. Black shoes, black pants, light blue shirt, long sleeve button up. Very conservative, very clean, fits perfectly. Just the right for watches, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, rings, glasses. Nothing worse than being in with a patient with your lumpy personal trainer short sleeve shirt with your logo on it, looking like you're ready to go golfing instead of being a doctor. And then mom walks in with the 14-year-old daughter and her husband, who's the attorney turned judge, in his perfect suit comes walking in so you can show him the daughter's x-rays. And he stares at you, kind of goes like, where did you come from? Ugh, what a mistake. Everybody wants to go to people at their socioeconomic level or above. People do not want to do business with people of a lower socioeconomic level. In the world of dating, females, as an example, do not want to date men, for example, of a lower socioeconomic status. Just the way it is. Don't see a female attorney marrying a plumber, even if the plumber owns the plumbing shop and makes more money than she does. It's very weird in society. These are things that are just the way it is, the majority of the time. That's not always like that. Of course, it's not always like that. But it's usually like that. I remember I had a chance to meet Bob Proctor. Self-improvement, human behavior, personally trained with Earl Nightingale, one of the top minds in helping people become more successful for multiple decades, passed away recently. I had a chance to meet him at a big seminar. The seminar I paid $18,300 to go to, $18,000 for 3 days. There was going to be a get-together on the Thursday evening before, sort of a little cocktail thing in the hotel lobby and lounge. I go down there, lots of people are dressed up nice. Okay, this is in Delray Beach, Florida, over by the beach. I just have a pair of khaki pants on and some long sleeve shirt, and sure enough, Proctor rolls in wearing a perfect suit like he always does. And I will never forget, and I was probably one of the most successful people in the room besides him. And as I walked up to him, his eyes looked down to my shoes and came back up, and I could tell he was disappointed. And I saw his eyes do that, and I knew right then I had royally blanked up. And I knew it. And he knew that I knew I made a mistake. How dare I show up at a training of that level to be around him and his associates and not be dressed at the same level as him and be appropriate for the scenario? An absolute F. I have a picture of that moment, and I use it to remind myself to not screw it up again. He made that impression of me. There was almost no chance of me talking to him again. I blew it. Yeah, but he should judge you for who you are. It doesn't matter who I am. He knows who I am, and I'm a person that did not take the meeting as seriously as I should, and I screwed up, and then I'm going to get what I deserve. What you wear to work, the fastest way to make a chiropractor more successful is to change what they wear. Because people don't know how to dress themselves. Who taught you how to dress? Who taught you how to dress? The people at the store? Husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend? Who taught you from the research what to wear to cause people to trust you and follow you the most? Who's been to Best Buy and had any of the Geek Squad people? Black pants, white shirt, black tie. The whole Geek Squad thing is a phenomenon in the world of electronics installation and service and, you might say, information, as people ask them questions about how things work electronically in their house or otherwise. So what you wear is so important. And if you want to grow your practice, if we simply change what you wear and get it to fit right and get your hygiene correct. For example, research shows that 86% of kids do not trust men with beards. Research shows that people trust a person wearing a khaki raincoat more than if they wear a navy blue one. Research has proven that the tie a man wears to a job interview is more important than his resume. You believe that? You can read it in Malloy's book. It's incredible. Research has proven that women who wear lighter colors or patterns on their clothes are not trusted and they're considered a lightweight. So women who want more power, the darker the colors they wear, the more power they will have. Dark gray, dark navy, many times black. You want to see a woman look powerful? Black pants, black skirt, royal blue or baby blue top with an appropriately matched blazer and the right shoes. Incredibly powerful. Super powerful. Put her in some flowery top, not powerful. Know it the second you see it. Men that wear overly fashiony stuff, purple suit, flashy this, flashy, flashy, flashy. Research concludes that people agree that they cannot be trusted with serious matters because they're frilly and fluffy. And when things get tough or hard decisions need to be made, they need someone with a solid, stable, reliable. And they figure that people that wear solid, stable, reliable things, that decision-making comes out of a solid, stable, and reliable mind, doesn't it? The clothes came from the mind. How you do anything is how you do everything. Image is all. So usually for the chiropractor, you should probably throw away every single thing you wear to work. Just throw all of it away, like everything. Every pair of shoes, every belt, every pair of pants, every shirt, undershirt. Okay? We have a whole system for this. Okay? You get 15 pair of the socks, 10 pair of the pants, all exactly the same. So they all fit perfectly. 2 perfect belts, 4 perfect pair of shoes, 8 or 10 perfect undershirts where you cut the sleeve off, 10 or 15 shirts that are all the same brand, all the same size, they all fit perfectly, a few different colors, a bunch of ties that you got at Nordstrom Rack or some other discount place, TJ Maxx, because ties get destroyed. You learn how to tie the tie properly, and the equivalent for females. And whatever I grab fits perfect because they're all the same size, they're all the same brand, it all fits perfect. Every work shirt is exactly the same brand and size. They're all perfect, all lined up. And many of you who are listening, you've been in my closet. You've seen my closet. And you just go, wow, that's no joke. There's all the black pants. There's all the shirts. There's the ties. There's the shoes. There's the belts. And there's all the socks. I don't have to hook them together. They're all the same. Calvin Klein over-the-calf socks. They're all the same. I got 18 pair. I just reach in and grab. I know they match because they're all the same. Einstein did the same thing. Many people like that. Steve Jobs, Levi's 501s, and a black turtleneck. Why? You're not going to waste his time worried about what to wear. And the high-performance chiropractor ain't going to waste his time worried about what to wear. Anything you grab, it fits perfect and it looks great because it's all in a system. You get the idea. You see, that's an entire training all by itself, isn't it? We could spend hours on that. But I want to move on to the hot topic here. It'll only take us a minute. Taxes. How do you pay your taxes right now? Who pays them? Is it automated? You pay at the end of the year? Pay quarterly? Get a quarterly bill, hope you have the money, you scrounge to do it? You putting your money away into some account and then pay quarterly? You're paying monthly. Put money into an account, then have the money drawn out monthly? How does it work? Weekly? How are you paying your taxes? How and when and by who and what is the system? It's the systems that are the key. Winner's edge, everything is a system. All the systems get in and they all work together. Just like the drivetrain system, the transmission system, the seating system, the cooling system, the heating system, the brake system, the navigation system in a high-performance vehicle. And all those systems come together and work to make the entire comprehensive system, which is the car itself. Do you want to pay more taxes or less taxes? I hope you said more. Are there fancy ways to reduce how much tax you pay? Do you think that you're going to do something that the IRS hasn't seen hundreds of thousands of times over the last 75 years? You're going to come up with some great idea? Are you willing to put yourself at risk? Have you ever had an IRS audit? Do you have any idea what that's like? Where they want to see every receipt for every single thing you've done for the last 3 years? They know more about your business than you do. By far. By far, ha, 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 ha. I had an accountant. I thought she was great. Taxes seemed to be easy to pay. Although I had a couple friends that didn't think I was paying enough. Like, boy, it sure seems like we're writing awful big checks and you're doing better than us and you're not writing as big a checks. I just go, well, maybe she's just smarter. Then I get a letter. It says IRS. You owe $182,000 in underpaid taxes. And it's due like in a week or two. Then, of course, the state of Minnesota found out and said I owed another $50,000 to them. $220,000, $230,000 due immediately. I met an accountant at a seminar that I was a part of as a client. It was the consultant's accountant who came to many of the seminars. I'm a high performer in the room. We had a chance to meet and be. I remember sitting there eating a Belgian waffle, talking to the guy, and he goes, Tori, I think something's wrong. Oh, no, my accountant's great. He was right. I had him on the phone so fast. He goes, Tori, this is a huge problem. I'm going to need a several thousand dollar retainer. I'll need you to sign a power of attorney. I'll get a hold of the IRS right now and tell them I'm on this. I'm going to have to figure this out. And what he had to do is go back and redo every single month's accounting for 3 years. One deposit and one $8.42 charge for copies at a time. Every power bill, every phone bill, every rent, every continuing education expense, everything. Completely did all my financials for every month for 36 months. I still owed the IRS all the money. What my accountant did out of sheer laziness is she guessed at all the numbers. She did not look at anything I handed to her. All she had to do was look at on the bank statement to see what the deposits were for the month. Every one of those numbers was wrong for all 36 months. She just put a number in there, made up some other stuff, and turned the return in. I had to file a lawsuit against her. But of course, because she was running out of her house or something like that, she had no errors and omissions insurance. Unbelievable. My mistake. Didn't have the right expert counsel. But then I hired the right place. And I've had that gentleman, and then now I have had his son, and I've had them in my accounting life for like 17 years now. I'm very thankful for that. I do not care about trying to push it or get risky. I want to pay what I pay. I want to pay what I owe. And I don't want to ever worry about the IRS coming after me. Because once you have that happen, believe me, you'll never want it to happen again. And some of you listening will think, oh no, I'll push it and I'm special and they don't care about me. They are watching you all the time. Every tax deposit they make, they're watching you. They know what every insurance company pays you. They know, based on your bank accounts, exactly what's going in and what's going out. They know more about you and your business than you do, by far. Like by far, they know every number down to the penny. Every legal expense, everything you can write off, everything you can't, every way that people try to manipulate the system, every way people try to hide money, every way people try to underreport, every way people try to take and put the cash in their pocket and only deposit the checks. They already know in a chiropractic office what percentage of your income, based on the square block you live on, you should be getting in cash and what you should be getting in checks or electronically. They know more about you, your business, than you do. So we don't mess around. It's either pay now or pay later. We call it either want to eat well or sleep well. I'd rather sleep well than try to get more money for myself now and try to manipulate the system. Stick it to the man. Why? You're always going to pay. There's a biblical principle here. The biblical principle basically says pay what they ask you to pay. Whether it's right or wrong or abusive or too much, God will fix all of that in the end. He allows the governments to work the way they do within his reins. And those are the rules. So our job is to know the rules and become as successful as possible within the rules. There's all kinds of television shows about people breaking the rules. American Greed, Forensic Files, CS, all of them, all of those shows. Look at the majority of shows are like whodunit because someone thought they could break the law and do it their own way. And you end up on TV. Or you end up with the police outside your office. Had one chiropractor, 18 months in prison, unpaid payroll taxes. Thought he would just keep the money. Oh, they won't come after me. They won't. They don't know what I'm doing. You practice in a glass box with satellites staring at you all the time. You got to realize that. I've had people come into my office with video cameras hidden in their purse. I've had vans outside my office with tinted glass with video cameras. When you become a high performer and you're highly successful, insurance companies or whoever aren't going to believe how many people you see because you're in the top 10%. They think something's not right. You're not seeing that many people. So they sit out there and they videotape everybody coming and going and they go back and they compare what you're billing to how long everybody was in your office. And if you're billing for an 8 to 15 minute therapy and the person was in your office for 5 minutes, you might have a problem. Fortunately, I never had any problems. I ran everything on the straight and narrow because I got good advice early. Tori, you're highly successful. They're going to be watching you all the time. Why? Because they have to. If you're in the top 10% of Medicare and how much they're paying you, Medicare is going to look at you. If you're one of the top people that Progressive is paying in your area, they're going to have to check you out. Why wouldn't they? Can't blame them for that. If you own Progressive, you do the same thing. IRS knows what chiropractors should be earning, what the averages are for the areas, the demographics, on and on and on and on and on. So if you got putting up some big numbers, well, they're going to take a little look around. And if the state board has any issue with you, in my particular state, the state board for chiropractic is literally like on the same block as the IRS. So the state board can say, yeah, we're not quite sure about this guy. Why don't you take a look? And all they got to do is just pull up a few things and they start sniffing around every number in your practice. And then the chiropractor who tried to get fancy, okay, and they got rid of the smart accountant that never gets anybody audited because they go and they think they can save 27 cents over here and push it. Never would have been my advice. But a lot of things that people do, they don't ask me for my advice because they don't want to hear the voice of reason and truth and experience and all of that. They want to do it their way and take the risk. We never put our own money at risk or future money at risk. The Winner's Edge system of money flow dictates that we pay our taxes automatically through automatic pay every week, and for newer practices or practices that are growing, it's every month. It's automatically withdrawn state and federal tax based on an estimate based on your income and your expenses. So your taxes are always current. My taxes are always current to the week. I don't even notice the money coming out. I have no negative charge on taxes. It's just a part of the expenses like rent or anything else. I don't look at it. I don't see it. My money is what's left over, and I'm okay with that. And if I'm a highly successful chiropractor, I can certainly be okay with that. That means you can be okay with that. So we don't get fancy. We have a system that's automated. We have our accountant do our payroll. We have our accountant do our taxes. We really don't want to try to have a payroll company and accountant separated. I want it all under one roof, one place that knows everything that's going on. I want everything automated. My payroll is perfect. The payroll taxes are perfect and automated. My tax is automated. My paycheck is automated. And of course, the high-performance chiropractor gets paid every week as part of our small amounts weekly program, which is why our chiropractors become so successful and so wealthy. We have a superior money flow system, the Winner's Edge money flow system for chiropractors. It should be taught to everybody in all of doctoring or everybody, period. Okay, but I focus on chiropractors and here we are. So as it relates to tax, it's no place to get fancy. It's no place to get cute. It's no place to cut corners. It's no place to not have a very smart, very stable, very conservative. I'll finish on this a little bit longer today. I'm sure you don't mind. High-level training among my high performers down here by my place, Sunny Isles Beach, Florida. High performers are all in the room. We're up early. My accountant decides to be there and to join us. I was very thankful for that. I went around the room and talked about the incredible qualities of each person, many things that they probably didn't think I recognized or noticed. I have a little bit of an edge about how I come across. It's the way my voice is. I can talk about why that is some other time. But I want to let them know how much I cared. And I know their qualities of honesty, and I know about their integrity or some of the people's zest for life and other people's ability to get things done and positive mindset and sweetness along with business acumen among the men and women in the room. Got to the account. He was sitting right next to me as the last one. And I said, I'm very proud to have this man as my accountant because he's the real thing. He is a superior money handler himself. His frugality, his money discipline, he is the real thing personally. So therefore, how he's going to handle my money is going to be an extension of how he handles his own money. He's a protector. He's not just the guy that does your accounting and taxes. He is a protector for his clients. A protector from keeping the government from breathing down your neck. Because I'm telling you, you don't want that to happen. They're not nice. There's penalties. There's fees. They're on the list. They'll want to watch you forever because you already goofed up. He's a protector. And he's the real thing himself. Isn't that what you want to be? That's what I want to be, Tori the chiropractor. I want to be the real thing. Looks like a chiropractor, walks like a chiropractor, talks like a chiropractor, has the hands-on skill of a chiropractor, the education of a chiropractor. Okay, I want to be the real thing. So when people see me, they go, that's a chiropractor. I want him to work on me. That's what I want for my accountant. That's what I want for financial people. That's what I want from a life insurance agent. That's what I want from a chef. That's what I want from a policeman. That's what I want from a football player. I want to be the real thing. We want to deal with people who are the real thing. It's no time to get fancy, no time to get cute. We use the Winner's Edge Money Flow System exclusively because it is guaranteed mathematically, absolute pure science, okay, to keep you out of trouble and march you down the road to wealth. Image is all. How you dress is critical to your success. And of course, on the other end, the money flow system, and in this case, making sure our taxes are automated perfectly, exactly as we teach here, and I promise you, you will become a financial powerhouse. Tori out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Success Podcast. To learn more about how you can create the dream practice and life today, visit us online at winnersedgeconsulting.com. Thanks again, and we'll catch you in the next episode.